Dilemma 8. Why has my wife lost her appetite for sex with me? Here is the dilemma. Hello, I am a 50-year-old male, married to a 49-year-old. We have two young girls and we have been living in France for the past 5 years. For the past 7-10 years I have been suffering from erectile dysfunction, and I have been using Viagra for some time now. I would say that I have a normal sex drive. We would normally make love 2-3 times a month, which is never enough for me, so I resort to quite a lot of masturbation, sometimes every day. The current dilemma is that my wife is approaching the menopause, and she says that she has lost her appetite for sex. Although she does masturbate me when I ask, she will also perform oral sex and allow me to penetrate her. But I am the one who has to ask, she does not suggest or offer it. But I am not allowed to touch her sexual parts at all, even her nipples are out of bounds, so it is almost like visiting a prostitute. She is providing a service, but it is all one way, which makes me feel bad and not valued. There is also very little warmth and affection from her. If we kiss outside the bedroom, it must only be just lips or on the cheek. We cannot seem to talk about the problem without arguing, but I am at the end of my tether and I have no one I can turn to. Some years ago we had counseling from a relate counselor for marital problems. This did seem to help. Am I just being selfish? I did suggest that she talk to her doctor, as it might be due to the hormonal imbalance often linked with the menopause, but she refused to entertain this as HRT has side effects. Language is not a problem for her as she is fluent in French. I do not know where to turn. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. She is currently away. It sounds as if you are in a lonely place with no one to talk to about your feelings. I can understand that you feel very rejected by your wife's unwillingness to be involved in a warm, loving, uninhibited sexual relationship, but it seems, and I may be wrong, that neither of you are listening to the other's difficult feelings about this relationship but living in sealed-off capsules. It is very hard in a couple when one person wants something that the other can't or doesn't want to give, whether it is sex or something less significant. You cannot force a sexual relationship, and the answer, if there is one, is not simple or one you can find on your own. You do not say much about how your relationship is in other areas, although you do mention that you had counseling for marital problems before, which had helped. This perhaps means that given the right setting you could perhaps discuss your difficulties without arguing. As we get older, our bodies and their needs change. You have had erectile difficulties, and what is happening to your wife may be related to menopause. However, you don't say how for how long you have been experiencing her lack of interest in sex. There could be other reasons too. I wonder how she feels about living in France, having daughters verging on their teens, getting older, or about how you connect in other ways. Maybe your wife senses your anger and frustration. Perhaps there needs to be some attempt on both your parts to understand the anxieties of the other. The only way you can help the situation is to open up channels of communication and try to understand what is going on between you. Allow your wife to express what she is feeling and listen without having to put your point of view. Try to focus on the good areas of your relationship. On the whole, for women, good sex is very much related to warmth from a partner expressed in other ways, and it may just be that your frustration is affecting other times you spend with her. When you tell her how you feel, maybe she wants to know she is loved for more than being your sexual partner. I wish you well and hope that you can find a way forward. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. Hello, I'm sorry to hear that you are unhappy with the way your sex life is working out with your wife, but I'm immediately struck with something you have written at the beginning of your inquiry. You say that you have been suffering from erectile dysfunction for the last 7 to 10 years, presumably starting around age 40-ish. Although you are using Viagra to counteract this in a physical/practical way, I wonder if you and your wife were able to talk about the reasons for this more fully at the time. I'm only guessing here, but maybe your wife felt rejected and questioned her own part in your dysfunction. It may now be a mixture or an accumulation of your wife's own emotional and physical reactions, your different sexual needs, stressful events in the past or even the circumstances involved in your move to France, for example, all of which might have caused some sort of stress that is manifesting itself in what sounds like an uncomfortable imbalance in your emotional and sexual relationship. Quite often couples find it hard to talk about intimate feelings, and sometimes there are hidden issues of anxiety, anger, frustration and/or depression for all sorts of reasons which get covered up over the years. You also say that you went to relate for marital problems which seemed to help, and I wonder if you and/or your wife would benefit from some more counseling, either face to face if there is counselor in your area with whom you both feel comfortable, or perhaps it might help you to speak on the phone or by email. I know it is hard for couples to start to talk about their sexual and emotional needs, but I understand how frustrating this is for you and imagine that it can't be a happy situation for your wife either, as somehow it sounds as though you are having to always ask for sex and she is under pressure to participate when she just doesn't feel like it. This doesn't sound like a very healthy balance for either of you, but perhaps you could put some time aside to talk gently to your wife without any implicit sexual pressure, and ask her if she would be prepared to try and talk about how she is really feeling with a professional counselor, as it is the relationship and marriage that concerns you the most. It might help to look at the following websites and share them with your wife if/when she is receptive, but please feel free to write again if it would help you to talk through your own feelings by email/online. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. I am sorry that you and your wife are having a difficult time. From what you have written, it would seem that you see the problems as being of a sexual nature. However, the sexual manifestations of the difficulties in your marriage could imply that there are complex underlying issues, which may need to be addressed. I am wondering whether what you call your need for sex is actually masking some sort of lack in your life that you are hoping to fill through sex, and which may not be something new, as you refer to earlier problems with sex. There is a certain mechanical tone to the way that you describe your wife and that you write about your sexual relationship that makes me wonder what is going on emotionally and psychologically for you. I do not get a sense of your wife as being another person for you, and it makes me wonder how you actually see her and what it is that may prevent you from seeing her as another person. You mentioned that your wife is fluent in French and that language is not a problem for her. I wonder whether language is a problem for you, and if that is the case, whether it is adding to you difficulties. Counseling or psychotherapy may help to address some of the underlying issues that are contributing to the problems in your marriage.